What's up, everybody? Welcome to this week's episode of the Just Sayin' podcast with Justin Martindale. I am Justin Martindale, and today I am with a very funny, talented comedian. We just performed together this past weekend at Largo, and we will talk about that. It's the one, the only, Beth Stelling!
Hello!
Welcome!
So good to be here.
I know, you actually... let's see. We did a show last Saturday at Largo with Melissa Villaseñor, which was way fun.
It was really fun. You killed it.
I've never done Largo before.
Oh, you killed it.
Thank you. I felt very artisanal.
Like, yes, the rug. And
yeah, it was
the
just like, this is my jam. Like, everyone was from L.A.
It is my favorite place to perform.
It was just, and everyone was just there to have fun.
That's the key. Sometimes, like, I feel like opening sets with, like, can you uncross your arms? Are you here to have fun, or are you here to be like, I could do that?
Yeah.
I just need an attitude shift of silliness, please.
It was just, it was wonderful. It was sold out, and it was just a great lineup. It was you and me, Melissa,
Fahim,
Brett Goldstein.
Yes, of Ted Lasso.
Of Ted Lasso. Who else was on it?
Lou.
Lou, I haven't met her yet.
Yeah,
that
Lou
was the
Sanders,
first time I met her. Yeah,
UK she's comic visiting town.
Yeah. It was just a really cool group, and I love that space. And it was just like a KCRW listening, just crowd. I got off the stage and was like, my soul is replenished.
Yes.
And you had just like literally gotten off an airplane. Yeah. What happened? Where were you? You were in Michigan?
I did a Tree Town Comedy Festival in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Oh.
And I had a show on Friday. And as I was coming into town I came from Dayton, Ohio, which is where my mom lives. So I was driving from Dayton to Ann Arbor. And you could just, the weather shifted from rain to sleet to snow. And then I thankfully rented a Tacoma truck, so I survived. I tried to switch lanes once, and I started sledding out. I was like, nope, we're going to keep following this Subaru at 40 miles an hour until we get to Ann Arbor.
Because you know who's in that Subaru? A lesbian. And she's like, follow me. I will lead you out of this fucking wilderness.
Exactly.
God.
So I made it. But then, of course, when I arrived, tons of snow piling up. And we got a notification on our phones that was basically telling everyone to stay inside. And then Tree Town posted, like, show's still on.
Were there people there?
People came.
Oh, that's good.
People came. They risked their lives. I even sold some merch. I sold it at a lower price because I felt bad.
The snowplow special.
The snowplow special. but yes, so it ended up being very fun. And then by the time I had an afternoon flight out of Detroit, and it had melted by the next day.
Wow.
So I was able to make it home, landed in the evening, and then came to Largo.
Yeah, Beth literally was just like, I'm on my way. The plane's landing. I'm
ETA.
Coming. I was like, I don't know if she's going to. And then door opens. She's like, I'm here. Let's go. Oh, God. I wish I would. I'm like, I'm such like a little planner when it comes to that. Like, it's like, if I have to be somewhere one day, it's like, can I just arrive like the day before?
And yeah.
Like, no, you can't.
I mean, that is nice, though. Some clubs do that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm you to going, come in the day before.
I'm going to New York next Monday, and I'm flying out like that Sunday, doing the gig Monday and flying out that night. And I'm just like, can I just like.
You're going to fly out right after the gig?
Yeah.
How come?
Because I only have one room night.
I get it.
Just like, we're only paying for one night.
I get
it. Shit.
I know when that happens.
But then I have to go back on the 20th because I'm going to be performing at the Bell House in Brooklyn on the 22nd. Get your tickets now.
And what's that show?
It's just me doing a show there.
Okay, great.
I'm going to go see Jinx Monsoon in Chicago on Broadway, which I'm totally stoked for. And they just kind of have like a little, I think I might do the stand there there. Just do a little like spring break in New York City.
So the Bell House on March?
March 22nd.
22nd. Okay, great.
Go, please, God.
Do you have other comics that you're going to have open?
Have a what?
You have openers?
No, not yet.
Okay.
If you want to submit, yes, please. It's so new because I'm like, I haven't like gone to New York and really done shows.
Yeah.
Never done the Cellar.
After the pandemonium, I felt like, too, it had been years since I'd been in New York.
Yeah.
I did New York Comedy Fest in the fall And I truly think it had been maybe 3 years or something, or maybe more, since I'd been to New York City.
Yeah.
Which seems so wild to think about.
I know.
Maybe I'm wrong. I think maybe I'm realizing I did Sam J's show Pause, but okay. But that was like a one night in and out thing.
Like, New York just seems like so far ahead of everything, you know, or like some distant
land. They're in front of the ship and we're in the back.
Yeah. You're just like, wait, what's going on 3 hours ahead from now?
Yeah.
I'm excited for you.
Have you done Bell House before?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
But I love it.
That's where I was for New York Comedy Fest.
It looks really fun.
I'm really excited.
And
it's one of those high stages, I will say.
That's what I've been told. It's a very high stage.
Still
you have
fun.
To like look down.
Yeah.
And kind of.
It's our best angle.
Yeah. Just. Hey, yeah. Guys.
Hey.
Well, I'm glad you're here. We have a lot of stories to get into.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, we have a lot of drama happening as well in pop culture. What are you familiar with right now as far as like the pop culture gossip nonsense going on right now?
Well, I am unfamiliar.
Okay, perfect.
I come to you for all my pop culture nonsense.
Good. We're going to get into it. This starting first with yesterday night, Brad Williams rented a theater in North Hollywood for some of his friends to come and watch Cocaine Bear.
Okay.
Or if you're fancy, Cocaine Bear. And I had no intention of wanting to see this movie. It's weird because I shot a pilot like maybe in like December of 21 with Elizabeth Banks. And I was interviewing her. Because it was like a host for this game show that clearly did not get picked up.
And it's still waiting.
Yeah, still waiting, guys. all the execs loved it, however, but no. And I remember Elizabeth Banks being on the panel, and I was like, oh, you've seen her from Pitch Perfect and, you know, The Hunger Games. She's also, I think she was executive producer for this new film coming out soon called Cocaine Bear. And I was like, what is that about? And she's like, you know, it's a bear on cocaine. And I thought it was like some Spirit Award independent film, you know, like just trying to be edgy with its title.
A bear going through some sort of drug journey.
Well, that's what the movie is. I thought it was like, you know, like the hustles of New York or like, you know, some like mafia ring in Jersey in the 60s or something. No, it's about a bear getting into some cocaine in the park.
It went through a divorce. It started doing cocaine.
It's
on a rampage.
That's exactly what it is. And we're watching this film and I was like, wow, this bear, if you haven't seen it.
Do we need to?
It's going to get a lot of spinoffs.
Meaning like.
Oh, yeah. We're now.
Heroin bear or.
Well, no, they just picked up Meth Gator.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so if you're in Florida, get ready because the Meth Gator's coming for you. Which only tracks. And this bear like gets into a stash of cocaine that's fallen out of the sky from a drug deal gone wrong. And it starts like sniffing all the cocaine. And it's weird because there's these kids that skip school and they go into the woods and they find one of the bricks of cocaine. And so they're like, have you ever done cocaine? And they're like, yeah, I've done it all the time. And they like open it up and these kids like shovel.
No.
Like a knife, like a ridiculous like bump. I mean, it's not even a bump. It's like a boomp. And they eat it because they don't know that you're like supposed to sniff it. And they're like,
no.
Oh, that's weird. So these kids are like on cocaine. They're like 9. And I'm like, this is a problem.
Oh, no.
And then the bear like is attracted to the smell of cocaine, much like Winnie the Pooh is attracted to honey.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you get a smell of something. The bear like is like, oh, more cocaine. This bear does so much cocaine throughout the movie. You're like, how is it still alive?
Right. Well, I guess it's body mass.
I guess.
It can really handle its coke.
I mean, but seriously, it was so much that, and it's just gory. Like, it's just one of those movies where, you know, someone's arm gets snapped off. Fingers.
So it does a lot of killing.
A lot of killing, a lot of gore.
The bear lies to his wife, cheats on her, does a bunch of coke.
Well,
leaves.
Spoiler alert.
Okay, spoiler.
This bear is a lady
bear.
And you find out that she has two cubs. And the Cubs are doing the cocaine as well.
Oh, it's a family affair. Who else can say they did coke with their mom, you know?
So then I started thinking, like, who doesn't want to do coke with their mom?
Exactly.
There's probably people out there who do coke with their parents.
The mama bear is like, if you guys are going to do coke, you're going to do it with me.
Guys, get in here. I'm checking the coke for fentanyl. Can you bring the strips, honey? We just check our drugs for drugs in this household, okay?
It will be in my den.
God. And we left going, what did we see? And of course it was like, oh God, what's his name? I'm forgetting his name. From Goodfellas, who just passed away.
Wait, close, Ray Liotta's dead?
Yeah, Ray Liotta died, yeah.
When?
Did you not know that?
I'm telling you, I get my pop culture just from this podcast.
Ray Liotta, it's like in loving memory of Ray Liotta.
Wow.
And I'm like, wow, that's his like last movie is Cocaine Bear. Good for him.
Also his nickname.
Just a mess. And I started thinking, I was like, what other animals do we need? Like, we're getting meth gator. And then I was thinking about like, well, what if we had like weed bear? And then I said, we already had weed bear.
Yeah.
Yogi.
Yeah, that's true.
My picnic baskets. He's always going after picnic baskets because he's got the munchies.
Scooby seems like a pothead.
Speed cheetah.
Faster than ever.
Yeah, you could have... what's another one?
Adderall squirrel.
Adderall squirrel's
like
good.
Like a squirrel could get in the backpack and maybe get on some Ritalin or Adderall.
He's just a really good studier.
They have little hands, they can open it.
You could do Xanax shark,
mm-hmm.
which could be kind of cool. Or Xanax manatee. I think
yeah.
that could be a good one.
Those would just be a log.
They might as well.
They're already so calm.
They're already probably on Xanax. They're in Florida.
Exactly. They're on that and just floating through tampon water. I'm sorry.
Not tampon water.
And condoms. Whatever people flush.
Well, you're not supposed to flush tampons.
I agree with you completely.
Why am I telling you this?
People are doing that. And that's what they're floating in.
I always wonder about that because whenever I go to like a public toilet, they're like, hey.
Definitely don't flush.
Please
that.
Don't flush your tampons. And I'm like, oh, there's people who do that.
Oh, yeah.
And if you ever go to IKEA, the like showrooms, uh-huh. and you'll have a bathroom, there's like a fake toilet. They're like, please don't really use this toilet because someone has.
If it's a kid, I understand. I would do that on a dare as a child.
Oh, okay. Go pee in the showroom toilet. God.
Okay.
But it all worked out perfectly because there were so many stories this week about bears. Now, this first bear story is from CNN Travel.
Wow.
Which I did not know was a thing. And it says, do not push a slower friend down if you encounter a bear, the National Park Service warns. And I had to read more of this story. And
yeah,
I was
please
like,
tell me.
What? So it says the agency used the lighthearted joke as a segue into some serious bear safety tips. Okay, well, I don't think that was funny.
No, it should just be careful who you camp with.
It says, seeing a bear in the wild is a special treat for any visitor to a national park, unless they're on cocaine. While it is an exciting moment, it is important to remember that bears in national parks are wild and can be dangerous. Bears of different species make their homes in various habitats across the U.S. Brown or grizzly are found in Wyoming, Montana, Idaho, and Washington, while... bears can be found throughout most of the Northeast, the Appalachian Mountains, and the West Coast, in addition to portions of the South and Midwest. Thanks. The service points out that as spring approaches, bears will become more active. On their website, the National Park Service advises visitors who encounter a bear to keep their distance and do not surprise the bear if it has noticed you yet. If the bear notices you, you should identify yourself as a human.
By standing still.
By standing still, talking calmly, but yet waving your arms. Hikers should also travel in groups if possible.
So it has less of a chance of getting you and one of your friends that you have pushed
so
down.
So pretty much you have to stop.
Oh my God.
Say, hey bear, I'm a human.
Hi, I'm a human. I do have fingers.
I see you.
Not claws.
One user on Twitter said, asked what they should do if they consider me a friend, but I consider them an acquaintance. Okay, first of all.
What?
Yeah, don't ask questions on Twitter.
Is this a bit? If they consider me a friend, but I just consider them an acquaintance.
No. This is an apex predator, and it will kill you. And it, and the response was, friendships are special, but they don't happen by chance. It takes effort and trust to build a lasting friendship. Good luck.
Yeah, I mean, that's how the article ends? Is this a random advice on friendship, or was it talking about being friends with a wild animal?
Yeah, if you see a bear, you go the other way.
They might as well have been like, what do I do if my mom doesn't hug me? It's like, what? Why are you in this thread?
Yeah. If your mom doesn't hug you, stand, wave your hands, identify yourself.
I'm your son.
I'm your child. And then just leave. I mean, that was just weird. I also love, like, please don't push your friend if you're being chased by a bear. No, you know what you're going to do? Push your friend if you're being chased by a bear.
Appetizer.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. You're vegan. It's your fault. You know.
I wonder what I would do. I think I would freeze and slowly back away.
I feel like I've always wanted to be tested to play dead to see if I could.
Yeah. And then it would nuzzle you, maybe?
Yeah, like if, like, just that, like, you know, like in Sigourney, like in Alien, when Sigourney Weaver, like the aliens, like, coming closer and she's just like, like, yeah. I'm wondering if I could do that.
Right.
And just, yeah.
My heart would be pounding.
Oh,
I know that.
Oh, for sure.
I'm just really wondering what I would do.
Just like if a bear, like, okay, so.
Been walking in Griffith and two coyotes came across. I was with my mom. She's just visiting. So she was scared. She put her arm in mine.
Scared
and was
about,
like,
the coyotes?
Yeah. And she put her arm in mine and was like, because they did look like full blown wolves. You know, it wasn't just like, oh, this is a little dog. So she did grab my arm and I was like, it's okay. And I, when someone else is more scared than you, it always makes me more brave and calmer.
Were they coming towards you? Or
they were in the path. And I said, just wait. Because, I mean, I just, like, let's just be still.
Yeah.
And then they did move on and we kept going. But I have a story of a friend who got chased by coyotes.
Tell it.
Well, I mean, I sounded like I was queuing it up like it was going to be great.
I'm like, I love
but
a good
but I just
coyote
mean, like,
chase.
It could happen. Essentially, he was, I feel, I'm not going to tell
it as
good
as him. Was he a
roadrunner?
Did he identify as a roadrunner?
No.
Okay.
He was on a date and they took a picnic basket up to Griffith past the time. It says it's closed at dusk.
Yeah, you're not supposed to be up there.
For a reason.
Yeah.
And on their way back down, they started kind of following them close.
Ooh.
And then they got real close and started nipping at their ankles.
Like a pack of them?
I think they were, yeah, I don't want to exaggerate. Yeah. I know it was at least two. I'm going to guess two to three, maybe more. And he was like, we got to run. And they sprinted away. Like, they started, you know, dropping everything they had and sprinting from these coyotes all the way down. And I forget, I don't want to exaggerate this because I hope I'm not making it part of the story. But I'm pretty sure he shit in his pants and she barfed.
There it is.
I know she barfed and I think he shit a little.
She barfed, he shit because the coyotes were chasing them.
Like, they really thought we might die.
Yeah.
They could totally, like, bite your legs and bite your neck. And
they might have rabies.
Yeah.
Who knows?
So they ran. Was
there a second
date? There was.
Good for them.
Because they had that trauma bond.
Yeah.
And then he said he didn't really go anywhere from there. But they were like,
trauma bond.
They went on a second date.
So how did you guys meet? Really? Do you really want to know?
We were attacked by coyotes.
I
know.
I mean, that's scary.
Yeah.
That's truly scary. And I'm always fascinated by people who, I always have that, like, one or two Instagram friends. Well, like, friends in real life. But, like, mm-hmm. they're always on a hike.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, hey, guys. How are you? And they're like recording coyotes just staring at them. They're like, my little friends came out to say hi this morning. I'm like, get out of there.
Yeah, 100%.
God.
They're still, like the article says, they're still wild. The only encounter, thankfully, that I've had that was a little scary was walking down Griffith again. I was closer to the outside of the path and there was one woman behind me and a snake went like that and like popped its head up like this. And I go, whoa. And then I looked back and she was kind of like, running away from it too.
Uh-huh.
And I go, holy crap.
Like it lunged at you?
It went up like this. So it was
where
like,
was
here,
this?
Here's the, just Griffith Park.
That it was sounds like a cobra.
Like, whoop, like that.
Ooh.
And I was like, oh my gosh. And I turned back to her and she goes, they were here first.
That is a hiker.
Which I love.
Yeah.
I used to have a shirt in third grade that I got from like the World Wildlife Foundation that had like all the animals on top
with
of the earth.
Green box with the cards. Did you have that one?
It was like earth and then all the animals on top of it. And it said they were here first.
With like a koala and like a blue whale.
It had all of them. Yeah.
All of them. God.
But I love that she said that because it's like, yeah, we're in their house.
Oh, yeah. You know, I still, one of my favorite Instagram accounts to follow is Nature's Metal.
Ooh, it's, I don't know it.
So bonkers. It's just like, it's like people recording, like, you know, they'll get them from like Ring cams, like, yeah, like people recording safaris and shit. And just like, I mean, some of it can be a little gruesome, but it's like, well, they were here first.
I was going to say on our last one, there was a video of something. We've clicked out of it already, but did you see the video?
Of what?
The bear attack.
Oh, with the.
It said like hiker attacks bears.
Yeah.
Was it brutal?
Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to stick around to find out, but I'm just going to assume. I remember I was in Lake Tahoe once and I was in my car and going over to, there was like some like dinner or something that night. I remember parking and I remember looking over and being like, what is that in the middle of the road? And it was a gigantic bear. And
oh,
I was like,
oh God.
And I was like, well, what do I do? And I'll tell you what I did. I sat in the car and waited. Was I late? Yes. But I was not about to be like, go on, get. Like, I'm not, no.
I'm Justin. Yeah. I'm a human. I'd like to go to this party.
It's kind of, yeah. It's like, and so what you would say, like, oh, when aliens land, fingers crossed, you know, they're going to come out of their spaceship and be like, hello. We are people. You know, you're not going to do that.
No.
Unless you're this family.
Oh, gosh.
This family, keeping along the tradition of bears, this came out this week. A family raised a 250-pound animal for 2 years thinking it was a dog, but it turned out to be a bear.
How?
Well, it starts out in rural China. This family adopted a dog that they thought was a puppy, discovered 2 years later that it was a bear. Su Yun, who lives outside of Kunming, oh God, I'm going to botch the shit out of this. Kunming in Yunnan province is said to have bought a puppy on vacation in 2016 that she was told was a Tibetan Mastiff. And this is a Tibetan Mastiff, very big dog, very thick coat, has a weight of 150 pounds when it's full grown.
Great head of hair.
Great head of hair. It's got an old Tina Turner wig on. I love it.
That's true. It's more that.
The owner was initially shocked by her dog's ravenous hunger, resulting in him devouring a box of fruits and two buckets of noodles daily. First of all, that's not dog food. Not dog food. After just 2 years, the dog weighed in at 250 pounds and was expanding. The woman's confusion turned to fear as she saw the animal's unusual ability to walk on its hind legs. God. The more the dog grew, the more like a bear he looked. As someone who is a little scared of bears, the owner's growing suspicions about her pet's true nature didn't sit well with her, so she called the police. They confirmed that the dog was a rare and threatened Asiatic black bear. It is estimated that a mature male Asiatic bear, sometimes called a Himalayan or a moon bear, can weigh up to 400 pounds.
How much did they sell this dog to her for?
Probably they just gave it away, probably like a mogwai, you know, like
take
like in Gremlins. They're like, take it, don't feed it after midnight. And said he was like, you know what I'm gonna do, feed it after midnight. But here's where it gets sad. So workers who came to the woman's house to get her bear had too much fear of the wild animal getting close to it while it was awake.
What?
So they had to put it to sleep before taking it to the Yunnan Wildlife Rescue. I just read put it to sleep and I was like, no.
Oh, okay, but it's still alive.
Yes. Here's, I feel bad.
What's the Asiatic bear look like?
I don't know. Let's pull it up, shall we?
What was it called again? Oh, yeah. Asiatic black bear.
Asiatic black bear.
Because above it says black bear, so you might want to use that. Asiatic black bear. Ooh.
Oh!
Here we are.
Oh, it's that big bear. Okay. We've seen this bear. We know her.
So it literally looks like a children's drawing of a bear.
Yeah, it's like a...
And certainly not a dog.
Definitely not a dog at all.
Oh, my God. It's almost like she wanted a bear, got in trouble, and was like, they told me it was a dog.
Yeah. And this is why you need to get your resources down. I have a friend of mine who bought a dog, And it's like a mix between, I'm trying to remember what, it's a Pomsky. So it's a Pomeranian Husky. And it's okay. The cutest little thing in the world.
Can we Google Pomsky?
But it's also like, should this be alive?
Is it a thing?
Is this a thing? Yeah.
Oh, I see it. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
But ordered Pomeranian it, Husky. Ordered the dog from
Amazon.
From Amazon. It came from like Korea.
Really?
And the description of it was buyer beware. It's still one of my favorite stories.
How?
The cutest little dog.
It is really cute. But okay, how did it get to them? Where do they live? Where do they really get the dog?
They just ship it.
Stop.
I think they ship it.
Is that real?
Yeah, they put it in a crate and they go pick it up at LAX.
Stop.
Yeah.
Buyer beware, like it might be dead.
Well, it turned out to be a Wolverine. So yeah. That's the he's been shredded to pieces as we speak. But oh man, I love this. If you're gonna buy a dog, just check it out beforehand. And if you're gonna get married, this next story.
Also check it out beforehand.
Just check out what you're getting before. Yeah, it's like that Instagram thing. It's like what I saw online versus what I got in real life. Here's this story I just had to throw in because it's so weird. The headline reads, bride found groom being, wait for it, breastfed by his mother.
Mama.
Some kids do cocaine with their parents. Some still breastfeed with their parents.
Honestly, I would have rather the bears and humans switched activities.
God.
Do coke with your mom in the bathroom at your wedding and mama bear breastfeed your cubs.
Oh, yeah. Reverse them. So the bride found the groom being breastfed by his mother in the toilet. On her wedding day. So
they didn't even use the koala care. Rude.
This woman is a professional wedding planner who is also the co-host of the podcast Unfiltered Bride, where she gives out advice on how to plan the perfect wedding, as well as retells shocking bridal stories. In the latest episode, Georgie...
Did it happen to her or no?
I think it might just be a story, yeah. So relayed this story of when a bride considered calling off her wedding after discovering the groom in the bathroom with his mother. So Georgie recalled a story and said she was initially told the tale by a makeup artist, we'll call her Jenny, who was working at the wedding. The podcasters gave Jenny a fake name to protect her identity. Okay, thank you. We know how fake identities work. Georgie explained that Jenny had just finished doing the bride's makeup and hair, and the bride decided to go to the bathroom. She said the bride walked into the toilet, and what she saw is enough to end a wedding. The podcast's other co-host, Beth.
Hi.
Hey, Beth, who runs the event planning business, Etiquette Events, guess what had happened? She assumed that the groom had been cheating on the bride or had been doing drugs. You would think. Oh, no.
Just mother's milk.
Just mother's milk. One last sip. Georgie said that the actual story was much worse. He was being breastfed by his mum. So, mom, I'm thinking this is British.
Yeah, sounds a little British.
So she...
This is not good PR for the UK.
Yeah. So the podcasters yelled, sorry, what? Why would you marry a man who still breastfeeds? And Georgie replied, I don't think she knew that was what was happening. So despite the shocking turn of events, Georgie confirmed that the bride had indeed gone ahead.
No.
And still married the groom.
We're desperate for love. It's so upsetting. I'm sad.
I mean,
I've taken men back so many times for way worse things. But this, still marrying him?
I
would have demanded to try some of the milk as well.
Wait, what?
Let me also breastfeed, and then we can go through with the wedding.
But you're not supposed to see each other before the wedding.
Unless you're breastfeeding off of the same mother.
Oh, see, that's some A24 shit. That's like some...
Can you imagine? Also, this seems... What was he sucking out of the tit? There's no way it was milk. It's old. That's old milk.
But can't... Well, you know, the mom could be like in her 40s. He could be like in his 20s. And I feel like women... Don't women just... lactate all the time?
Yeah, I'm currently, yes.
Really?
Yeah, two cotton balls just in there soaking it up.
Here, let me try some.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I don't know.
But have you heard of like men lactating too?
Have you?
No.
Oh, okay.
That would scare me.
I mean, I have a birth control bit, and well, you know, side effects of birth control are wild, and the list of them is bizarre. One of them is nipple discharge.
Wow.
So I guess it's possible.
But like, I've always thought of like something borrowed, something blue. Something, what
Let's
is it?
Suck on your mom's nipples.
Suck on your mom's nipples. Something, ew. Gross. I was just shocked. And the fact that she's like, well, he's the one for me.
And she still married him? I don't know. I just, would you?
No, I would be, I'm from the South, so I would be very dramatic. I would like open the door, and if I saw it, I'd be like, I saw what you did. Yeah. I saw what you did. But like in front of the whole congregation.
I know what I'm just at a loss because I'm like, if I saw that happening, it's sad. I see why she's still married the person because it's like, wait,
it's very
shocking news in too late.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those moments of like Stanley Kubrick where you know when in The Shining when he sees that weird teddy bear guy and the guy's sitting there and they just look over. Remember, like, in the
part.
It's like a weird blowjob scene.
Okay, I forget it because I hate scary movies, so I'm just over there trying to survive it.
But I feel like it's also like a mother walking in on her son masturbating or something like that and being like, oh.
Oh, God, I can't unsee this.
Oh, God.
But, yeah, I hope it's not real. Do you think it's real?
Oh, it has to be real. It got like hundreds of thousands of views on TikTok for sure, so.
But people are faking all kinds of stuff, like the airplane stuff. It's on
What's the
set.
Airplane stuff?
I forget what those are called. It's like a cottage industry is renting out an airplane.
Oh, for like Instagram being like, I'm jet setting. Yeah. Yeah, no.
Like, look at this person did on a plane, but it was all set up.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And also so many things that we see captured on TikTok or Instagram, we lose our sense of reason and deductive, or what am I trying to say? Our skepticism.
Got it.
Because you're like, oh, I'm looking at this. It's like, well, there's no way that could happen because unless that person has a GoPro on them at all times, like a body cam.
See, I just,
you know what I mean? Like, yes. There's moments that happen where you go, well, how are they filming that?
Well, there's also like a stand up comic now who's like just shooting shit in his living room.
I heard about
and like
this.
Adding laugh tracks
I
to
heard
it. And you're like,
about
oh,
this.
God. But
I think that's the same comic who made me apologize for like forgetting to show up to his show, I think.
Where? In his living room? Were you
I feel like, no, it was years ago. They booked me so many months in advance and I forgot. I happened to be in Vegas for my sister's bachelorette or something. And they're like, the show's tonight. I go, oh my goodness, I'm out of town. And they're like, well, you owe us an apology. I was like,
get out of here.
Oh yeah, refund the zero people who are coming to see me.
Yeah, thanks, but no thanks.
In West Hollywood, Bar Lubitsch.
But going back, I just feel like that story is real because I just feel like that would happen in the UK.
I'm upset.
It's just like you know what I mean? Like the UK, it's very like, they're like very milky people, you know? And it's always gray there and cold.
So you need the comfort of your mother's tit in your mouth.
Yeah. It's like the queen mom.
God,
like, I feel
just,
like Prince Charles still breastfed until she
died. I feel like
died.
I'm having trouble moving on and I'm holding us up.
Well,
but I'm not over it. It's really like, is this real?
Well, if that was,
I'm also thinking about the mommy issues of the men I've dated. So I think that's what's also holding me up.
Yeah.
I'm picturing like how that could possibly happen.
You know what would have been
They're
amazing
just, like,
though?
Love their moms. Even though they
if you
want
to be dramatic and still marry the guy, that's when the bride walks down the aisle, looks at him and then just like wipes the bottom of his lip.
Ew.
And she's like, I am the captain now.
See, that's what I meant where I was like, fine, I'm sucking your tit too. That's how I would handle the situation.
Yeah.
When it happens, I'm going to also drink the mom's milk. I'm just kidding. I'm so sorry.
I'm your daughter-in-law. Give me your titty. Well, if that was a shaka, here's another shaka. Are you caught up with this shit show?
Okay, here's the thing. I have watched this show a couple times.
Vanderpump Rules.
I know of it.
Okay.
But truly, it might have been 7 years ago or 5 years. I don't know. So I'm not up to date on that particular show. But when you say Tom Sandoval, it's like, I do recognize that that is him.
Did you say Sandoval?
Is that what it is?
Sandoval.
Okay, sure. But this says
Thomas Sandoval.
Wait, Sandoval?
Sandoval. Oh. You know, Tomas Sandoval.
Well, I think that just goes to show that I'm proud that I don't know how to properly say it.
Here's where I agree with you.
They opened a bar around the corner from UCB. him and Sandoval.
Wait, where? What's it called?
Something in Sandy's.
Oh, yes, Schwartz and Sandy's.
Yeah, they opened that around from the UCB theater.
So Schwartz and Sandy's. Okay, here's where I'm agreeing with you.
But I don't think they serve food, which is weird.
It was weird.
I haven't been.
Did it taste like adultery?
Because oh,
here
no.
we go. A lot of people. Now, I'm with you on this, Beth. I could care less. I do right. not watch Vanderpump Rules. I have several friends of mine are actually like on the show.
Oh,
I met
really?
Some of them. Yes.
Okay.
But I don't care.
Yeah.
This is what everyone was talking about over the weekend. I was looking on social media. I was looking on Twitter. It was just nonstop. And I have broken some of it down. What happened was they are in the middle of filming this season of Vanderpump Rules.
Okay.
They Tom Sandoval and Tom Schwartz are...
Some would say Sandoval, but...
Tom Sandoval and Tom Schwartz. They have a bar in West Hollywood as well called Tom Tom.
Okay.
Which Lisa Vanderpump has pump right next door and they've opened, you know, whatever.
She pumped some money right into that.
So... What happened was over the weekend, Tom in the middle was dating what's her name?
Ariana.
Ariana. Yes. Ariana. And over the weekend, it was found out that Tom was also hooking up with Raquel Levis.
Okay.
And Tom and Ariana have been together for 9 years.
Wow.
They live together.
She looks like Brandy.
Brandy Glanville?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Do you think?
Okay. I mean, could take that.
I can see it a little.
Yeah, but here's where it gets weird because everyone became a detective. How long was this going on? People were wondering about Andy. And you know, they were like, oh.
Andy who?
Andy Cohen.
Oh.
They were like, what's going to happen? Are they going to get fired? No. And then it got really weird and dark.
Fired? I mean, they live for this. It's almost their job to cheat.
Well, you know what they're doing today? Picking up filming.
Yeah.
So he had a concert in Anaheim over the weekend.
Right, because he does music.
He does music.
Aww.
And
I don't know why I feel bad for him on that. Maybe it's okay. I don't know.
And they said this affair lasted for about 7 months. But then Andy went on a radio show and was like, actually, BravoCon was back in October, so this was a little longer. And they said there has been some views, like looking at each other, you know, they wore matching necklaces throughout the entire last season. And people were like, it was right in front of us the whole time. Apparently, I don't know. Don't come for me on this one. But this is what I've heard is that Raquel was a huge fan of the show before she got on it. And then she got on the show. All of the cast, they're pushing 40. They're like in their late 30s. Some of them are 40. She's like 28.
Okay.
So everyone's like, homewrecker.
Yeah.
Classic. Ariana kicked him out of the house right when she heard the news.
That's a good move.
Beat it.
Great boundary.
Everyone has rallied around Ariana. It did turn out that they were best friends, of course.
Who?
Ariana and Raquel.
You're kidding.
Yeah. And sometimes Raquel would stay at the house, and while she was asleep, Tom would go into the guest bedroom and hook up with her and then crawl back into bed.
That's disgusting.
With Ariana.
I PSA for people who are doing that. It's like, well, they don't care. It's just that we're a cave and men are bats and they can fly in and out and we're just stuck with their feces and drool.
And breast milk.
Breast milk, waiting to see what grows in our cave. It's a terrible situation to be in.
Well, they even
had... You can't do that to a woman's flora.
Unless they're on television.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's funny because they were... The hashtag Scandoval was trending. Everyone wants to know what's going to happen. Raquel has apparently taken legal action against some of her castmates because
Why?
Because Ariana found an explicit video of Raquel that was sent to Tom. And we're going to say that it was probably like sexual.
And so she's saying, if you leak that, I'll sue you.
Yes.
Which is valid in the sense that like revenge porn is not okay. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's a tough call, obviously, because she was she was cheated on, so she's angry about that.
So there, let's see, Raquel deleted her Instagram.
Wow.
Everyone's kind of like going off and rallying around Ariana. Tom, you mentioned Schwartz and Sandy's. People have been going on their Yelp page and giving them shitty ass reviews. And Tom Sandoval even said, hey, this isn't fair. I'm backing away from this because there's so many people, busboys, waiters, waitresses, bar staff that like depend on this job. Let's not just like boycott.
I mean, probably, yeah, maybe about seven, but still they do deserve to work. It never looks busy. I've only walked by, so what do I know?
I don't even know. I thought this was like somewhere in like Newport or something. I didn't even know it was like down the street. I've never even been, and I don't care.
You think it would be hopping, but it didn't change the neighborhood at all.
Yeah, I don't think it did either. But yeah, so everyone's kind of weighing in. There's all these conspiracy theories. What was the timeline? A lot of people think that this is. Oh, someone actually, a listener actually DM'd me over the weekend and was like, here are my thoughts, and I'm not going to mention their name, but this was their theory. And I've thought this since day one. I don't care. These are my thoughts. It's my podcast. that Raquel, this was a bigger issue for some, or a smaller issue for something even bigger. That Tom, that Raquel, that there was some sort of weird agreement. You know, he wants to be this rock star. There are beard allegations that Raquel and Ariana are like covering for him because there might be some sort of a gay scandal happening.
Okay, that Tom might be into men or just bisexual.
Look at him.
Bisexual or?
Sure.
Okay.
He could be bisexual. Who cares?
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking. Like,
I mean, look,
it is 2023.
I thought he was gay since like season one. Have you heard him talk?
Mm-mm.
Gay voice.
Okay.
Total gay voice. So, he looks like Gomez Adams.
But here's the thing. Great theory. I hope he is getting with men. That's great news. for women. That's great news for women. that he is not touching us anymore. But
yeah.
Bad news for gay men.
Well, right. But I mean.
But also, if that's true, well, why would Ariana be upset?
Because
it kind of, it doesn't mess with her bag.
If he is bisexual, then it's like, well, shit, you know.
Then
like
she still has, it's not negating their relationship. He just is exploring men.
Yeah. Or he's just being weird and yeah.
Secretive.
Well, I mean, and here's the thing. They're wearing matching jewelry. Also, Tom dressed up as Raquel for Halloween. Yeah. Like he went as her.
Okay.
In drag for Halloween.
This is confusing.
It's very weird.
Yeah.
So I think also some people are speculating that she might be pregnant. We don't know. The cameras are rolling. People are like, this reunion's going to be juicy. I honestly don't care because I was not shocked by this because I was like, oh my God, you mean to tell me that a bartender was like cheating on his girlfriend?
With everyone?
With everyone. So yeah, and everyone's doing like code and like, Raquel was flipping off the paparazzi outside of her home and she was smoking a cigarette and it's like, people are like, what's going to happen? Are they going to come back to the show? I mean, this is just, you know, good Bravo fluff.
Yeah.
But
it is juicy for Bravo.
I am Team Ariana. Danny Pellegrino and Tom Sandoval collaborated on a cocktails book. Mm. And so people are like photoshopping him out and like just putting a pool there with next to Ariana. Like it's so like people are losing their mind.
Wow.
Well, that concludes this week's episode of Just Say
Ann. That's
the news for today. Beth, where can everyone find you and follow you? You have anything coming up?
Like, oh my gosh.
Use it.
Follow me at Beth Stelling. You can see my tour dates, BethStelling.com. I'm headed to South by Southwest this weekend. I'll be in Birmingham, Alabama coming up.
Good.
And I don't know what else. I can't think past that.
Well, just go to her website.
Sacramento at the Punchline.
Oh, that's a fun club.
420 weekend.
Ooh.
You want to? I'll be there.
If you want to do drugs with Beth.
Well, this was a little weed, but I barely do it.
Good. So. And again, I will be at the Bell House on March 22nd. My special, Gay Bash. premieres on Out TV March 20th. It'll also be available for Moment House March 17th through the 19th, I believe.
So excited.
And I'll be on the Sherry Shepherd Show March 13th. Perfect. I'm taping it then. I think it'll come out the 14th or whatever. But yeah, tune in wherever you get that. And as always, we'll see you next time on Just Saying with Justin Martindale. Bye.